judge in the case refused to allow any experts to testify to the accuracy of Zundel's comments and statements, and the judge said words to the effect, it doesn't matter if the Holocaust actually happened or not, it's against the law in Germany to doubt it. And this is basically a flat-out statement. The truth doesn't matter. You will do as you are told. And this is a precedent which everybody around the world should view with extreme concern. Yep. Because if it comes
the Holocaust has literally become like a religion. And I think the reason why it has become almost like a religion is because it's needed. It's needed for the support of Zionism. It's needed to close our eyes to what's going on against the Palestinians. And when Americans start objecting to this incredible Jewish lobby that has so much power in American government, here's a foreign country, the most powerful lobbying organization in America, then the Holocaust is brought up, and they say, well, you can't criticize any Jewish people because of the Holocaust. It shuts down reason. And by the way, I can't tell you whether the Holocaust happened exactly as the Holocaust historians say or as the critics say, but I can say this. I think there are many good questions, and that's what Zundel says. There are many good questions. For instance, and I ask any of your listeners out there listening, how many Americans know that the International Red Cross, with Americans included in the International Red Cross, that the Germans allowed them to go in and inspect all of the German concentration camps during the war, including Auschwitz? Now, this is a fact. There's no denying this. And the President of the United States asked the Red Cross, which, by the way, does this routinely and investigates prisons, human rights violations all over the world, always has. And they gave out 2 million packages to Jewish inmates in the camps. During the last 2 years of the war, they inspected all the camps, and the President of the United States asked the Red Cross to check out any rumors. They heard rumors about exterminations and gassings, and the Red Cross investigated. They came back to the President. This is the American Red Cross. This is not Germans. This is Americans and British and French who the Germans allowed to come into their country, come into the camps repeatedly, interview the prisoners, and they wrote back to the President and said, we see no evidence whatsoever of a program of extermination. We do see problems with disease epidemics and lack of supplies because of the war. And there's some parents, we need more typhus vaccines. We need more food. We need more support because the roads are cut, the bridges are cut, the railways are cut. But they said, we see no evidence whatsoever of any sort of extermination. So that's the kind of questions that Zundel asked and many other people are beginning to ask.
Okay, Dr. Duke, this has been a great show. The hour has gone by way, way too fast. We're going to have to do it again in the near future. All I know is that considering how badly we were lied to about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, everything we've ever been taught has to be reexamined and is now suspect. This is Mike Rivero, the What Really Happened radio show. Thank you, David Duke, for being on our show. We're going to have you on there again.